In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Fundamental to the Christian life is repentance. The Lord begins his public ministry with the call to repent. Metanoite. It is not only a call, it is a commandment. It is the commandment which provides the foundation for the commandment to love one another as God himself loves us. Repentance, as it became translated into Latin, into English, bears a negative connotation. Penitentia agite. What comes from that Latin translation?
Penitentia?
Penitentia. Prison. When in fact the word is not one that evokes confinement, imprisonment. On the contrary, to repent is to become free. Now why? In the course of the Great Lent, we hear over and over again this theme of repentance, which we must never forget is something that must be going on all the time, not only during these days leading to Pascha. The question is, why is repentance so basic, so fundamental to the Christian life? Why is it that the Lord begins his public ministry with the cry to repent, with the command to repent? Any ideas? I know it's dark, it's late, it's snow.
It's turning to God has to be the beginning of everything.
Turning to God has to be the beginning of everything. The beginning, though, of what? We say everything, but in fact, what? The beginning of what?
Of real relationship.
Of our sins, and when we have an understanding of our sins and can cry out to God to take these sins off of us, what happens? What is happening? Perhaps we first have to see, what does sin do to us? Why is sin so hard?
Because it separates us from God.
It separates us from God, it separates us from our neighbor, it separates us from ourselves. But what else does it do?
It's death.
Why is it death? We use these are very loaded terms, and I want us to become as concrete as possible. Sin robs us. When we are separated from God, when we are separated from our neighbor, when we are separated from ourselves, we lose our identity. We are no longer who we were created to be. This is something absolutely horrible, to lose our identity. And what is our identity? We are created in the image of God. Our identity for all eternity is to be in union and communion with God, with our neighbor, and with ourselves. So in the course of this great Lent, in the course of life as Christians, we are called to repent, not to impose upon ourselves some kind of self-incarceration. Absolutely not. We are called to repent so that in recognizing our sin, in calling upon God to release us from our sin, we can begin to discover a true identity, that we can discover ourselves as being created for communion with God, with our neighbor, and with ourselves. Repentance is the means by which the world becomes healed. Repentance is the way in which the world itself recovers its identity. Repentance is the way in which we and all of creation with us enter into that great, glorious, brilliant, illuminating, transfiguring, and deifying mystery of Christ through the Pascha, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen.